Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll do who you got in this hour. We got a lot of big things going on here. In case you're just joining me, let me catch you up on the overwhelming headline of our program today, and it involves the darkness. I have made the offer in order to put the vibes out into the universe that I so desperately want Aaron Rodgers to become the quarterback of the Jets, that if he does come to the Jets, I will do the darkness retreat that he did that got so much attention. And that began an interesting conversation about which would be worse, which would be the greater challenge to a person. Like, if you could do one crazy thing in order to see your team win a championship, would you A, do a darkness retreat, or B, cut off your pinky toe? And that stemmed from a conversation I once had with Michael Kay many years ago, to which I responded, I'm not 100% sure that if they cut off your pinky toe, you would know it immediately. Now, Cam seems to think that that's out of just completely wrong. So here, I guess, is the question of the day.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
If they cut off your pinky toe and you didn't know it, how long would it take you to figure it out? Like,
your
I'm not convinced.
Step.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
You put your socks on.
Yep. Okay, so that is at minimum a day. Now, let me ask you a question. When you put your socks on,
do you
look at them real carefully? Like, let me just ask you this. This happens in your sleep. You get up in the morning, and you somewhat quickly throw on a pair of socks. How closely are you looking at your feet? Like, do you think it's not possible that you might not notice that you only have four toes on one of your feet? I don't think it's impossible that you don't notice it at all. Now, I think you probably, the answer is that you don't notice it until your pedicurist points it out. I think your pedicurist at some point says to you, you know, you only have nine toes now. and at that point you say, oh, what happened to my 10th toe? But if you are a person,
yes, the Jets game. Now I remember.
if you are a person who doesn't get pedicures, A, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. They're a delight. But B, why are you making that face, Ken? You don't get pedicures?
I don't. But I don't blame anyone who does or shame.
How often do you cut the nails on your toes?
Once every couple weeks. Okay, I would notice before that. I know that.
You should allow another person to do that for you in warm, soapy water and give you a little massage along the way. It just couldn't be more delightful.
I'm not shaming anyone who does, but you act like everyone does it and that anyone who doesn't do it is insane somehow. I don't think that's insane.
The case. I recommend it. There are lots of things people don't do that they should consider. And in this case, so let's just take you for an example. You're telling me that you think you would notice, unprompted by a pedicurist or anyone else, that one of your toes had been removed.
Yes, I can confidently say that. And I'm surprised that you don't think that you would notice.
See, here's what I'll say. My son, Steven, who is a trillion times better athlete than I ever was in my life. He was a pretty good athlete growing up. He played basketball and he was not bad. He has a thing. His pinky toe, he always says it's hanging out. I don't know why this happens, but his pinky toe actually sits on top of his fourth toe. Like, it is bizarre unless you see it. I don't know how to explain it, but he can't be the only person on earth. And we asked the doctor about it, and the doctor said it's not a big deal. But if you just take your hand, put your five fingers out, take your pinky and just sort of rest it on top of your fourth finger, that's what his foot looks like. One of his two feet, his pinky toe, is just kind of sitting on top of that. It's not providing any stability. It's not providing anything. And yet he is able to run, jump, walk, do whatever you want. Again, played basketball all those years. And I'm convinced that if they just took that toe off, he wouldn't know it. Like, I don't think it would matter.
If anyone out there is missing a toe, give us a call right now. We need someone who actually has experienced this, because I think you would know the second you take a step, because it'll impact your balance, your walking, all these things.
So. We have someone on the line right now.
Perfect.
Travis in Virginia is missing a toe. He lost it in?
In a hunting accident. I was a teenager, had an old hinge action shotgun. No safety. The hinge caught the stud on my jeans, blew a 12-gauge slug straight through the middle toe of my right foot. Now, I understand that this is a different scenario because obviously I knew about it right away because I had just shot it off with a shotgun. However, I can tell you that even if someone secretly in the dead of night cut off your toe, pinky toe or otherwise, and numbed it completely. You didn't feel any pain or any of that. I can guarantee you that, especially being the pinky toe, you would notice it the very first step you took.
Yep.
Not because of pain, but because it is very, it's an awkward and unusual sensation. So I had all sorts of numbing on my situation. Still was very much aware of the lack of a toe. Now, years and years later, I'm used to it. I will say that if anybody's curious, they talk about phantom limb syndrome. Even with something as small as your middle toe, I do from time to time experience phantom toe. So just a little bit of insight from somebody who knows.
Okay, wait, leave Travis up. I have so many questions.
He hung up.
I mean, he hung up.
Yeah, he was done.
Call back, Travis.
Travis,
call
you got to call back because he didn't answer the most important question.
Oh, phantom
if he
toe.
Had a shotgun that did not have a safety on it and it got caught on the stud of his jeans, has he ever considered that he is probably the luckiest human being walking the face of planet Earth that what he shot off was a toe? Because imagine if that thing goes sideways, quite literally, what he might have lost. You shoot off a part of your own body. I'm going to say the middle toe on one of your feet is probably the best case scenario.
And for it to just be one toe is insane. Like, not just his whole foot.
He should be a religious man. That should be. He should feel like should go out and buy a lottery ticket every single day.
Travis is back.
Travis, do you ever realize what you could have? Now, bearing in mind that we have to tread lightly around this conversation because it's a family oriented audience. But just how lucky you are that what you shot off was a toe, because if that thing got caught on your jeans, you could have shot off any number of things.
Yes, 100%, Greeny. I was aware from the moment it happened, every moment of my life since then, how very fortunate I was. In fact, I was even more lucky than you might imagine, because we had only one slug left when my father and I went to go pick the deer stand spot. We weren't even actually actively hunting. We were just picking a deer stand and had our guns just in case a deer crossed our path. We had one slug remaining, and the rest was buckshot. And my dad asked me before we went walking, do you want the slug or do you want the buckshot? And I picked the slug. And it just so happened to go straight through the tip of that middle toe, a couple inches down, could have blown the whole foot to smithereens. And if I had buckshot, nothing would have stopped it from blowing my whole foot off. So I am fortunate to be alive, and I am very much aware of that.
All right, so we're all happy for that, Travis. That's obviously wonderful news. Now, let me ask you this. Given the option between A, blowing off your middle toe, or B, blowing off the pinky toe, which one would you have rather lost?
That's a very good question, Greeny. I am glad that it was the middle toe rather than the pinky toe, because on either side of the foot is where you're going to have the most difficulty with walking. It's going to impact your gait the most. You're going to have foot problems, knee problems, back problems. You know, everything's from the feet up. Obviously, the big toe would be the worst of all, but the pinky being on that other edge is more important for bracing and balance than the middle toe.
Are you a podiatrist?
I'm not, but I, as a layman, have a fair amount of experience and understanding, given the fact that, again, I am missing one of my toes.
Do you get pedicures?
I don't really want to put anybody through that, to be honest with you, Greeny.
Like, I'd be really curious to hear what the reaction is of a pedicurist when you removed your shoe and sock and they saw that you have four toes and it's the middle one of all that is missing, because that I would feel would be really noticeable, not having seen it.
I imagine it would be interesting. I will say this. My footprints in the sand at the beach are phenomenal and really get some great reactions.
Oh, okay. I hadn't thought of that. That is outstanding. Now, final question, Travis. What is your favorite sports team in the world? Of all the teams you root for in any sport at any level, which is the one that is nearest and dearest to your heart?
The New York Football Giants.
Okay, fair enough. So now you don't sound like you're under the age of 10. So you have seen this team win some championships. But if I were to ask you right now, if I gave you the following option, Travis, you could either A, have that toe put back, like go back in time and not have, I could somehow magically give you your toe back, or, well, see, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really work for you in this particular scenario. Well, maybe it does. I don't know, one way or the other. If I gave you three options, A, lose another toe, B, do a darkness retreat, or C, get Aaron Rodgers back, get Aaron Rodgers on your team, which one are you choosing?
Oh, Oh, man, that's tough. Can we replace Aaron Rodgers with just Daniel Jones as a Super Bowl-winning caliber quarterback?
Sure.
Can we do that?
If you feel that way. Would you rather see the Giants win? Would you be willing to, A, lose another toe, or B, do a darkness retreat in order to see the Giants win the Super Bowl? Would you do one of those things, and if so, which one?
I would certainly I would give up another toe, mostly because the darkness retreat just really doesn't sound like my cup of tea. I'm not somebody who sits by myself very well, so.
But, I mean, I would imagine. Although I think if I were you, I would just sit with my legs crossed and shoeless and just stare at my foot all the time. Like, I think that would just be a fascinating thing to do. One way or another, Travis, you've been an excellent. I did not think that we could possibly find an expert in this area as quickly as we just did. But this has worked out extraordinarily well. Thank you very much.
I'm glad I could be of service.
All right. Does anyone need to throw in the joke that our next guest will be Rex Ryan? Like, does anyone need to say that out loud? Bubba, should we call Rex and get in on this? He would be the, and I say that because he would be the first one to say that this is his area,
expert.
His area of expertise. We should call. No, we shouldn't. I can't say out loud what I was just thinking of.
Hey, but he used to coach the Jets.
Trust
it all
me,
makes
it's funny.
Sense.
Yes, I know. He was the coach when we were having these conversations in the first place. But no, I was going to take it a step too far, and I'm now not going to do that. One of the biggest 2023 hiring challenges is standing out to top talent. Break through the clutter and attract the most qualified candidates for your team with ZipRecruiter's matching technology. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Today's green list is on dynamic duos. That is on the way. Who you got is still coming. I've lost track of where we were meant to be, but wherever it was and wasn't as good as that. Hang on to your toes. We'll be back in a moment on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I got a busy basketball weekend ahead of me. We got games Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. The action Sunday will be here on ESPN Radio as well. Lakers-Warriors presented by Indeed. So looking forward to all that. Also want to quickly mention that tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's Don't Give Up speech, which I quote all of the time on all of my shows and in any public speaking that I do, particularly at graduations. And I've said many times, I believe it is the greatest speech ever given in the milieu of sports. And I will defend that and stand behind it. And certainly the impact that it's had has been overwhelming. And if you would like to help us, help the V Foundation continue to fight cancer, which they've been doing for 30 years, you can donate at v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. And as always, we thank you for being a part of that. It is by far the most important thing we do at ESPN. All right, next order of business. I'm ready to go right
now. Green light with Greeny.
Give me the green light.
I'm giving myself a quick green light, but Cam and Bubba, I need your help. So I didn't see this until in time to get all of the details, but I saw something on this television screen on SportsCenter without the sound. So when I'm getting set to come on, you know, SportsCenter is on one of the TVs in the room, and I saw in a highlight, and I believe it was a Yankee game yesterday, but I'm not 1,000% sure of that because it was kind of across the room, that there was an at-bat in a spring training game yesterday that lasted 20 seconds and resulted in a strikeout. I'm watching this. They showed they did a great job on SportsCenter. They showed you the entire at-bat. You see a batter step into the box, if I'm doing this from memory, he swung and missed, stepped right back in the box, swung and missed again, stepped right back in the box, called third strike. A full, vigorous, complete, interesting at-bat took place in 20 seconds, something that a year ago might have taken a minute and a half, and the net result was exactly the same. So the people who are opposed to the rules that they are implementing now in baseball are saying you would rather it take you 90 seconds to accomplish what you can easily accomplish in a third of that time, let's call it, or less, which, of course, to me is just nonsensical. Cam, it looks to me like you're looking this up, or Bubba, either of you, because, again, I saw it without the sound from across the... It was the Yankee game,
Yankees,
right?
Pirates, yep.
Yeah, Wandy Peralta.
Right. Okay, so that's where it ends. He's pitching?
Yep, no, what you said is exactly right. It was 20 seconds, and he struck him out, and that was exactly right. All you had all the details right.
The camera angle did not change one time.
Yeah, it's just that center field shot from over the shoulder of the pitcher. You see a pitch. We're done here.
He stays in the box, and you go.
He stays in the box. And I'm thinking to myself, that was glorious. And oh, by the way, it's what baseball used to look like. Like, this isn't something that's foreign. Now, when you're playing baseball, if you're just out there playing baseball, you know, you swing, you miss, you sort of get your balance back, and then the pitcher pitches again. There's nothing to wait for. There's nothing interesting going to happen in between. So the idea that anyone is against these rules just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, one of the videos that was circulating over the weekend or during the week was from the Cubs playoff game a few years ago was, I forget who was pitching, but
Pedro Baez.
Pedro Baez, basically, yeah. There were, I think, four inside-the-park home runs they superimposed on the bottom happened before they threw a pitch. And I understand it was the playoffs, it was the NLCS, so it's going to be a little slower, but literally a player ran four times inside the park before he threw one single pitch in a playoff game. And that clearly illustrates how frustrating that can be. You know, when you're juxtaposing those two situations, why that explains why people are so frustrated.
Absolutely. So, I mean, for the players who are concerned about this, I get it. It's your livelihood, and if somehow you think this is going to put you at a disadvantage, I sympathize. But that's not what this is about. For the fans who don't like this, I don't understand you at all. Next order of business.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The Green List.
So a quick green list here on the top five duos in the NBA as we go down the stretch. We are in a mad dash sprint to the finish line in the NBA. And I'm going to list for you right now the top five duos in the sport.
Number five.
To me, LeBron and AD is five. And unfortunately, they're done. LeBron James is not coming back. LeBron James is more hurt than they're letting on. And it went from 2 weeks till they reevaluate, till 3 weeks till they reevaluate. He's not coming back. And they're not going to hang in there. Anthony Davis already skipped the second game in his absence. To depend on Anthony Davis to be the guy you can just put all your eggs in his basket is a terrible idea. So they are a brilliant duo when they're together, and when they're available. But unfortunately, they're not going to be. They have fallen, and they are not going to get up. I put them at five.
Number four.
I put Luka and Kyrie at four. They would be much higher than that if their skill sets weren't so incredibly similar. like everyone, and I'm sort of stating the obvious here, I'll be fascinated to see as we play these last, whatever it is, 20 games, how they figure out to play with each other. They scored 82 points last night between them against the Sixers, and they hung on to win that game. But they have not been winning, and I don't know that they will be able to figure out in the time that remains in this season how to get the best out of both of them. But certainly, if you are just taking the sum of their parts, I'm not sure how much higher anybody is than that duo right there. I put them at number four.
Number three.
I'm putting Joel Embiid and James Harden at three, mostly because I think Embiid right now, I would be really tempted to vote for him for MVP. And I get what Jokic is doing and Tatum and everybody else. But, I mean, Embiid has just been so good. Harden's numbers are great. Tyrese Maxey is such an important part of what they do as well that, you know, you wonder who really is the second best player on that team, big picture. But Harden is the legendary name. I'll go those two. And because I think they have a real chance of winning the NBA championship, or at least making a deep run in towards an NBA championship, I will put them at number three.
Number two.
It was very hard for me to decide on choosing between two and one here. And I decided at number two to go Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I say that because they've proven they can do it. So, I mean, I'll just tell you in advance that number one is KD and Devin Booker. And it's very hard for me to put them ahead based on the fact that they haven't played but one game together so far, and Booker and Tatum have been together forever, and in fact have, you know, made a run all the way to the NBA, game six of the NBA Finals last year. I just think Durant and Booker are going to be so good. And when you're naming the players in this entire thing, Durant is the best one. And then you've got Booker, who I think is going to be the perfect complement to him. And Durant has finally got a teammate who's got the right mentality as opposed to the wrong one. He's finally got a teammate. With the exception of the time that he has been in Golden State, or that he was in Golden State, I think this will be the best pairing he's ever had. So I will somewhat hesitantly put Durant and Booker ahead of Tatum and Brown, although I certainly understand why people may not like that. Back in a moment on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Earlier today on Greeny.
If they cut off your pinky toe and you didn't know it, how long would it take you to figure it out?
Whenever you put your socks on.
Yep. Okay, so that is at minimum a day. Do you look at them real carefully? I don't think it's impossible that you don't notice it at all.
You did all this for a pinky toe?
Well, it's a valuable appendage.
You don't notice it until your pedicurist points it out. I think your pedicurist at some point says to you, you know, you only have 9 toes now. and at that point you say, oh, what happened to my 10th toe? But if you were a person...
Yes, the Jets game. Now I remember.
This is Greeny.
Yeah, that was us. The Weekly Rewind here brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. We continue from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. All this stemming from the fact that I have done whatever I can to put into the universe the possibility of this great event taking place for my favorite team. I have said today on both television and radio that if Aaron Rodgers will come to the Jets, I will go do the darkness retreat that he did in Oregon a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whenever it is that he did it. So whatever it takes, 3 days, plus I think there's an acclimation day on either side. I'm in. I'm in on this. If it will put into the universe the vibes that bring Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. So I'm hoping that it does, and I would rather do the darkness retreat than cut off a pinky toe, although I continue to say I don't think losing a pinky toe would be that big a deal. Like, I think it would come as a surprise to you when you first discovered it, whether it was being pointed out by someone else, I don't know, a doctor or a pedicurist, or I guess, in theory, if you took off your own sock and, for some reason, studied your foot somewhat closely. Like, let me ask you this question, Bubba. End of a day comes.
Yeah.
What kind of socks are you wearing right now? Like athletic socks, like tube socks, or are you wearing like dress socks?
No, yeah, just like tube socks, I guess. Yeah,
like white socks?
Yeah, white socks.
Like white socks.
Socks, yeah.
So at the end of a day, you're going to take those socks off. What are you going to do? You're going to roll them up and throw them in some kind of hamper?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take those off.
Yep.
You're going to throw them in a hamper. And then you're going to like either, I don't know, do you have slippers? Do you throw slippers on to hang around the house?
Sometimes, if it's cold.
A little pair of slippers. So whatever it might be. So my point is, you could do all that, not really study your foot very closely.
Yeah, but I think...
You don't have to study it.
Yeah, I think, again, I would have noticed because I would have been walking funny because my balance, as we've already learned from Travis, who shot his middle toe off with a shotgun... Great caller. We already learned from him that your balance is impacted significantly by the two opposite end toes. So I would have noticed.
I don't know why
he
knows that. He shot off his middle toe. Why does he know the impact that losing a pinky toe would have on you?
He knows it more than you do.
Well, I asked him if he was a podiatrist, and he said no. So I'm not sure why he thinks he knows that. Like, I think it is at least slightly possible that you could, if you didn't know you had lost your toe, if you somehow lost your toe in a manner in which you did not know it had happened.
You wake up in the morning, it somehow just fell off
just
during
gone.
Sleep.
It has,
and then
it
you
has.
You slide out of bed, you go to put your socks on, you're telling me you just wouldn't notice 1, 2, 3, oh, yep.
I think you might not.
I think you would notice just in general seeing something looks different. I think you would notice that.
I'm not sure.
I think you would.
I'm not sure you'd notice.
I think you're more observant than
exactly.
You're giving yourself credit for.
I think because you would just see that something is off. I think, yes.
Something feels amiss.
You're used to seeing everything normal, and then if all of a sudden something is off, you would – just like if all of a sudden – if you look down and there was like a, you know – a red mark or something on your – or a mole grew on your foot, you would notice that.
You might not, depending on where it was and how big it was. Like if a large mole, like the size of a tennis ball, had grown on your
foot. How about the size of a toe?
I think it's very possible that a mole the size of a toe could grow on your foot and you wouldn't notice. I'm telling you, I think you pay a lot more. You think you pay a lot more attention to things than you actually do. Human beings go around in a state of practically sheer oblivion most of the time. Things could happen right around you that you don't notice. It happens constantly.
All right. Next week, someone who lost their actual pinky toe call in. Even though Travis was as good of a caller as we'll get, I understand he had his middle toe. So we need an actual pinky toe next week. Call in if you shot your pinky toe off. When did you notice?
You don't have to have shot it off, I think.
Well, I think if you shot it off, you would have noticed that immediately.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't even notice.
No, you would notice that if you shoot yourself in the foot and your toe comes off, because you're going to check your foot to see if there was any damage. But I'm talking about, like, in some case in which your toe is removed unbeknownst to you.
Deion Sanders had two toes removed. I believe the two, pinky and whatever you call the one next to it.
And he's still fast.
Faster
is that
than
called
most
your ring toe?
Yeah, I don't
ring
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the fourth one your ring toe like
let's,
it is your ring finger?
Let's ask him how he feels about it.
All right. Yeah, call up Deion and ask him if he feels like jumping in on that. Okay, let's leave that there for the moment here because we have a few other things of business that I need to get to. Very, very, very important. Mucho importante. With my extraordinary thanks, here's what happened. We did, the publisher of our new book called Got Your Number, we did a very limited run of signed books. And I tried to tell them this isn't going to be enough. And they didn't believe me. So when I announced them on the radio and told you where to go find them, they sold out in a day. So they called me back and said, okay, you were right. We need to do some more. So we have put another, I still don't think it's enough. We have put another limited batch of autographed copies of my first ever sports book. These are signed by both me and Hembo, actually, available for pre-order right now. You can order them right now, but there is a limited number. So if you want it, you need to do it right now. Go to my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny. Pinned to the top of the page, you will find a link. Click on that link, and you will go directly to where you go to order signed copies of the book. So again, they're going to run out pretty quickly, I fear. So I do recommend, if you really want one, and I'm so grateful for your interest in this, to please do it now. Again, it is called Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own, with extraordinary research from Hembo. I decide who owns every number in sports history from 1 to 100. I wrote 100 short essays to award these numbers to different people and teams and others in the history of sports. So you can order right now, again, top of my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny, and click on the link. So there's that. And then there's one more thing.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, so that means it's time for Bubba, who once again has put together a series of questions that I will answer. Most of them are binary propositions, and he will ask me who I've got. Mr. Bubba, take it away.
All right, we're back. And first, I just want to update on the toe situation. Our former Greeny coworker, hashtag Devin, his brother is a podiatrist. So we have a text out to him right now asking him the questions we need to know. So if we get an answer in the next 8 minutes, we will let you know.
Okay.
So straight from a podiatrist, a doctor, we will get the answers. So
okay.
The ask is out. Who you got brought to you
now,
by...
Now, you know as well as anybody from Seinfeld that a podiatrist and a doctor are not necessarily
well,
the same thing, because there's a legendary...
Say it to Dr. Kane.
There's a legendary Seinfeld episode about that. But okay, no, I will accept that a podiatrist is an expert witness in this particular case.
He's also named Brendan, so how about that?
Okay, which is the same name as you. I wonder if he also goes by Bubba, which
is
inane.
Anyways, who you got brought to you by Granger. And we'll start with this gem from Mike McCarthy, who says Kellen Moore wanted to have the number one offense, but McCarthy wants to, quote, run the ball and be the number one team in the league. So does his quote make any sense to you?
No.
Who you got?
Yeah, it does not make any sense. In fact, none of the things that he said make sense. Did you know that the Cowboys had the sixth most rushing attempts of any team in the league last year? Did you know that the Cowboys have had the number one scoring offense in the sport over the last couple of years with Dak Prescott as their quarterback and Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator. Mike McCarthy somehow talked Jerry Jones into believing that the problems there were Kellen Moore's problems, when in reality that was not and remains not the case. I don't understand the things Mike McCarthy is saying. By the way, the overwhelming criticism of McCarthy when he was the coach and play caller in Green Bay was that they never ran the ball. Now, again, they had Aaron Rodgers, so maybe you would throw it all the time if he was your quarterback too. I would sure love to find that out as soon as possible. But the answer to your question is no. That quote does not make sense, and I don't have a very optimistic feeling about where things are going to go from here for the Dallas Cowboys. Bubba, what's next?
All right. Pitt's Kalijah Kansi ran the fastest 40-yard dash for a defensive tackle since 06. He ran a 4.61. He's 6'1", weighs about 280. What would Greeny's 40 time be? Who you got?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about Kansi. I haven't done my draft prep for today. I'm meaning we haven't done it on the air. We haven't really done much of that leading up to this draft. Kansi is the, did you know, he is a unanimous All-American from Pitt as a defensive tackle. Do you know who the last unanimous All-American from Pitt was?
Larry Fitzgerald.
No, he was also a defensive tackle.
Donald.
It was Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, all right.
It was Aaron Donald who came more recently.
That's pretty good.
Than him. Kansi, 7 sacks each of the past 2 seasons, ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Last year went to the same high school in Miami as Teddy Bridgewater and Amari Cooper. By the way, Donald was the last Pitt defensive player to go in round one at all. This kid will probably go in round one. My 40 time, I'm going to say... Do we think I would break 6 seconds? What does Eisen do it in? Like what? I know Rich does that run every single year, and I love it for St. Jude's. What is his time?
He's usually around the high fives, I think.
Really?
I think I could run. His best is like high fives.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
I think I could run faster than Rich Eisen. Like, I certainly couldn't run as fast as any player who will run. What was Tom Brady's 40 time when he ran it all those years ago? Because that's a legendary slow-looking run.
5.17.
So less than 5.2. Okay, then I think I could run a 6-second 40. I think I wouldn't be that much slower than him, and I don't think I'd be slower than Rich. So I'm going to go 6 seconds for me, somewhere under, just slightly under 6 seconds for me in the 40. Bubba.
All right, well, we do have an answer from Dr. Brendan Kane here.
Okay.
So his response was, most of the time, the pinky toe rides under the fourth toe a little. When I've had to amputate it in the past, it isn't as noticeable as you would think. And I don't fully understand the question, but losing a pinky toe would have little impact on function. The person would lose some balance, but not enough to make it noticeable.
Oh, my God, I'm a genius. I'm right again. Are you as tired as you should be of always being wrong and me always being right?
That
I
is
told
disappointing.
You, if I right now removed your pinky toe without your knowledge, you would not know it happened until your pedicurist told you. She would say, excuse me, Bubba, but I can't help but notice that all of a sudden your right foot only has 4 toes on it. And that's the first time you would notice the difference.
We still have eyes, though. You can see it yourself. You don't have to just
you
feel
wouldn't
it.
Notice you because you are oblivious to almost everything. You are
maybe you are.
There are times when you guys are producing the show and I ask you a question and you don't hear me. You're not paying attention to the things that are being said on your own show while it's on, while you're sitting in the
Fair.
Room. You think
Fair.
You're going to notice a toe?
God.
You will not.
Dr. Kane killing us right now.
You would notice the absence of the big toe. But you would not notice the absence of the pinky toe. Attaboy, Dr. Kane.
Suddenly, Dr. Kane is the podiatrist is like the best doctor in the country.
He
when
is
you were
a
making
noted,
fun of him a second ago.
A noted expert on feet. I think that goes without saying. I'm right again. I'm a genius, and you guys are idiots. That's all I have to say. All right, go ahead.
All right, are the Lakers done? Where will their season end? What do you think? Who you got?
It will end when the regular season ends. They're done. I almost think they'd be better off not getting into the play-in because I do not believe LeBron comes back. I don't think we see LeBron again until next year. And as a consequence, even if they get it in the play-in, I don't think they have any chance of doing anything. With LeBron and everything sort of at full speed right after they made that trade, but right before he got hurt, I thought they really had a shot to do something, but without him, they have nothing. So I don't think he's coming back. Thus, I think they're better off not even making the play-in. Bubba, one more.
Who You Got brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And today is National Cold Cuts Day, 1 minute. So who you got for your favorite cold cut?
You know, when I was a kid, I used to eat a lot of cold cuts is like sandwich meat, right? Like deli meat. That's we're talking about the same thing, right?
I sure hope so, yeah.
I don't eat practically any of them anymore. But when I was a kid, I will tell you, does salami count?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. I loved salami. Do things like corned beef and pastrami count? Are those cold cuts?
I don't know.
I don't think of those as cold cuts.
I generally wouldn't. I feel like it's normally turkey, ham, roast beef, salami,
that
bologna.
Kind of, yeah. Of those, I would go salami. But if we're including corned beef and pastrami, I would go those two for sure. And a brisket.
Okay.
I would go with any of those.
And
but
a pinky toe.
And a pinky toe on the side, which you wouldn't even notice that you were missing. We'll see you Monday. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.